A victory by four ground staff who proved they were unjustifiably dismissed by Air New Zealand may have set all the wrong precedents, according to the president of the CTU, Ken Douglas. He's concerned that the ruling by the Employment Court will only serve to warn employers to be more careful in negotiations with staff over new contracts so that in the future they can get what they want. Adam Hollingworth reports.
The catering workers from the Auckland Flight Kitchens were among a group of 159 catering staff sacked in August 1991 so that Air New Zealand could replace them with contract workers. The Employment Court ordered the airline to pay the four staff a total of more than $100,000 in lost wages, increased redundancy payments and in damages for loss of dignity and stress. Air New Zealand say they're likely to appeal the decision. John Haig QC, who represented the four applicants, said afterwards he'd won because Air New Zealand hadn't been specific enough when it told the staff their jobs were on the line during negotiations after their old agreement expired. Mr. Haig said the workers were never aware during negotiations that they could lose their jobs on a certain date, but had only heard vague threats. He says the decision broadens the Court of Appeal's definition of what's reasonable and what's fair. But he says the only precedent the ruling sets for the Employment Contracts Act is for employers to spell out more clearly their negotiating terms. The president of the Council of Trade Unions, Ken Douglas, says he's depressed by the terms of the decision.
I think it's good for the workers concerned because it was a very dramatic and traumatic experience for the 156 ground stewards that were involved in that dispute. On the wider issue, I'm not sure that it adds anything significant to the interpretation of the Act, because as I understand it, it's just simply has found that the company were wrong because of they weren't careful enough in the wording and the method of the advice that they gave to the workers that they were being dismissed. And so I suppose that what we're getting from this decision, as we've done now with a number of decisions, we're just getting a refining process that's sort of arming employers about how to do it and get away with it.
Are there any other cases at the moment in a similar circumstance to this?
Well, I'm sure that there are. There's quite a considerable backlog of personal grievance cases before the tribunal and waiting to be heard. I'm not sure that the decision will necessarily be of a benefit to many workers, as it appears to be really just cementing in the fundamentals of our concerns about the Act, which is a license for employers really to pick up and dispose of labour as they see fit.
So you see it as something of a Pyrrhic victory then?
Yes, that's I think is a good description of it. It's an underlining of the very limited protections that workers have under this legislation.
The Employers' Federation won't comment at this stage. A spokesperson says they're still examining the judgment, which runs to more than 200 pages. For Morning Report, this is Adam Hollingworth.